When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the time. It's time to thank the ice cream truck drivers. Thank you, ice cream truck drivers. I'd like to thank Frankie Stinky Scoop, Greater Sunday Scoop, Dead Laszlo, Jake Schneider, Jonathan, Bearded Scoop 3, and Jeff Harris. If you want to be an ice cream truck driver, head over to PreachingFun.com. PreachingFun.com is where you can go to sign up to be an ice cream truck driver, deliver that fucking ice cream straight to people's fucking ear holes, get thanked at this part of the show.
What?
Future episodes.
Right here?
Not this part of this show, but future episodes.
What?
And who knows? The life you save may be your own. Here comes a program.
Hey, Johnny, do you want to go to an ice cream social?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great, let's go.
Woo. Paul, where was the place you ate that you had a giant mozzarella stick?
It was some country diner. I can't remember the name of the place. It was like Podunk's fucking Cottage Hill basement garage.
That's it. It's time for Matt Mattingly's Ice Cream Social. Sitting across from me in Podunk, Pittsburgh, is Paul Mattingly.
Across from me in Podunk, Vegas, Matt Donnelly.
We're preaching fun.
That's Jacob, the audio guy,
hey
over there. So you mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Scoops put out on X.
Uh-huh.
They excreted at us.
Yeah.
And
that really is what tweeting is now called, right?
Excreting. Excreting. It should be called excreting.
Yeah,
excreting.
You're just right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exposing. And it was a TikTok of someone making a giant mozzarella stick.
Yeah. I believe I saw this as well.
Yeah. And then when they showed the video, it looked amazing and delicious. And I was like, what?
That's what you took from it?
That's what I thought.
I was horrified.
Yeah, oh, sure. I mean,
video.
I was that too.
Okay. I'd eat it if it showed up, but I don't want to watch it getting made.
It
just looked like so much cheese.
It was. It's
an obscene amount of cheese.
Block of mozzarella.
Yeah.
And they cut it into quarters.
Yeah.
And then they roll that in a big thing of
like
breading.
Like a tube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And put it into a deep fryer.
Mm-hmm.
I think for a significant amount of time.
One mozzarella stick. Fits in one deep fryer.
Yeah, yeah.
You can deep fry one at a time.
This giant mozzarella log.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that the video is from a location right around the corner from my house.
Hilarious.
So I was like, all right, I got to figure out what this.
And so you headed over.
I did. I took my one son. My other son was shooting a movie.
Yeah.
A short film.
Oh, good. That means you took the sum that I would have recommended you take for the giant mozzarella stick anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
We had a fun little night out. I took him to Rogue's Toys, Paul.
Nice.
And he bought a gift for his brother.
Oh, that's sweet.
And he got himself a little Five Nights at Freddy figure.
Oh, cool.
I like that.
It was just one, and it was like $10. Little tiny mm-hmm. figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, do you have any other Five Nights at Freddy's? He goes, no, everything is sold out of Five Nights at Freddy's. In fact, that I literally just put in the case 2 hours ago because I came across it 2 hours ago. And
oh.
I put it in the case and I was like, and we're buying it.
And it's
like,
gone now.
He's like, and it's gone.
Yeah.
He's like, there's no
The world of collectibles is so fascinating in that way to me because a property
yeah.
can get red hot just on, mm-hmm. at the drop of a hat for nothing. It's the same thing with comic books. It's just, it's a fascinating mm-hmm. ecosystem. And the bloom can come off the rose real quick, too. It's just interesting.
So we went to Rogue Toys, and then we went to go get pizza at Twisted
Breadstick.
Twisted Sourdough Company.
Is that the place?
Or Cheese Stick.
I saw the
Twisted
giant,
Sourdough is the name of the spot?
Yeah, Twisted.
Oh, I've heard about this place. I hear it's really good.
Yeah. They also have the pizza cone. They do a lot of gimmicky
All right.
shit.
Okay.
But my kids love the cheapest of pizza. So I figured, why not try the gimmick with them?
Yeah.
When not my wife, who does not like gimmicky pizza.
Yeah.
And so I saw the giant cheese log. I said, I'm not going to eat the whole thing, but let's just pull the trigger.
Pull the trigger?
Yeah. I have a podcast to host.
How much is the giant cheese log? And by how much, I mean, how many pounds is the giant cheese log?
Let's guess. You guess, Jacob. What's your guess for a giant cheese log?
Well, what do you think the weight is? Can we get an approximate weight for it?
I'd say like a pound.
Yeah.
I bet they're charging $25 for this deep fried cheese.
I'm thinking it's more like 13.
Okay.
Paul's correct.
Okay.
The reason why is because you're picturing like a nice place where this is like a high end item.
Oh no, I'm picturing like a gimmicky place where they're charging for the gimmick.
No. This is like a storefront, little booth.
Gotcha.
Like a typical standard slot restaurant.
Okay.
You know, right next to, you know, mom and pop's sushi.
That is place. A little smaller than I was expecting.
That's what I mean. It's not like it's not a big swing.
Oh, I should have asked how many tables were in the place.
Yeah, there's like seven tables.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess about $13.
Also, Paul was right. It's horrible.
I know.
It's horrible.
Well, it's just terrible every time.
The problem is, and I learned, it's a lesson you got to learn.
Yeah.
But mozzarella sticks have to be small. Because
turns out they got the right size.
Yeah,
turns out they figured it out.
You can't get the ratio of covering, time required to cook, heat, all of it. And
I will tell you.
You want about a 3-inch long, 1/2-inch diameter mozzarella stick.
That's it. A cigar, if you will.
Right.
Delicious breaded cigar.
The
breading is the key here.
The breading, when it was super hot, fresh, first two bites, maybe okay. But once that shit congeals, it's too thick.
It congeals. The breading gets a little mushy.
It's not even mushy. It's hard.
The thickness of the breading in order for a piece of mozzarella that size to become fully melty.
Yeah.
And the amount of time you have to deep fry it. It takes a casing that is significantly thicker than what you want. What I'm picturing is a mozzarella stick that's giant with the same exact casing.
Yes.
And that's not the case.
No,
it's like a thin, crispy casing.
No, it is like 1/3 inch.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad. That's the problem. The outside is
a slice of bread.
And it is.
If you had like a pie crust, but that wasn't sweet at all.
Yeah.
Like that's it crumbles. It like crumbles and crispity crumbles, but has no
additional flavor.
No.
See, at this point, you're eating a mozzarella sandwich.
I'm eating a mozzarella sandwich on crispy, crumbly cardboard.
And it's basically when you dip that coating, that regular mozzarella coating into the fryer, it gives it that quick little blanching. And it has a kind of, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for there? A caramelization.
I bet.
But the
coating this isn't helping.
Is so big and thick. And like Matt said, it takes so long to cook that fucking mozzarella that by the time that shit's out of there, it's gone way past cheese. It's gross. It basically absorbs too much of what the oil is about.
Knowing that time was a factor on the meltiness of it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to eat the congealed part.
So you raced for it.
So I end up putting my spoon in there like I'm digging into like some kind of like pudding cup or something. Like I'm just twirling.
Yeah, you're getting
mozzarella.
The good. You're getting the
I'm
good.
I'm just making a mozzarella lollipop out
that's
of my
it.
Fork.
And
But that's the problem, right? You can only eat that. You can't eat the breading.
Yeah. No, I had to give up on the breading completely.
I'm betting, too, they have to lower the temperature of the fryer to be able to have it sit in there that long and not burn the breading.
Who knows?
But
who
that's
knows?
It.
I don't
know. It kind of is burned. It's gross. It's not right.
Because you want it to be that flash fry. You want it to be that high temp
now, this is,
flash
this is
fry.
That, it's a dark brown.
Mm. Whoever the original mozzarella stick guy was, Tony Mozzarella.
Yeah.
Was just like laughing. Like,
Theodore Stick.
You think you're going next level?
Figured out this fucking perfect ratio 83 years ago, you dumb shit.
I did. You think I didn't have any trial and error back then? Of course we tried bigger mozzarella. We tried smaller mozzarella.
Try to do a big fucking giant one, you asshole. That was like day two. Let's do a big fucking giant one. It doesn't fucking work.
It's possible.
It tastes like fucking garbage.
It's possible that the restaurant that has completely figured this out correctly is Sonic.
Is their mozzarella sticks good?
They have good mozzarella sticks, and they used to have the perfect little cheesy snack that they don't have anymore. I don't know why, but it was the size and shape of a tater tot.
The curds?
And it was, no, they're just called cheddar bites.
Oh.
And it was just a tater tot looking thing, but it was a little ball of cheddar cheese that they rolled up and breaded and deep fried.
Yeah,
and it was just, you know, single bite single bite cheese sticks, I guess, with cheddar instead of mozz. And it was delicious.
Sheets out here does squeaky curds.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And they're quite good. They're quite good. Yeah. I think Wiener Schnitzel did those for a while, too.
All right.
Mozzarella sticks are like a fixture on the East Coast.
Yeah.
They're not so much out here.
No.
And so they do have fast food offerings of them, and that's basically about it.
Yeah.
And
of course, Super Frico.
And Super Frico, which is a whole different level.
Good Lord, that fresh mozzarella was amazing.
The fresh mozz is great there, but they do have the fried mozz as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're both very good.
But that's Super Frico, so we're not, you know, we're paying.
Yeah. We're going from Sonic prices to dining prices quickly.
Fine dining prices for mozzarella.
You can buy a Sonic franchise for what you pay for tableside mozz.
Yeah.
Burger King will roll them out, and they are terrible.
Oh, really? No, those are bad news.
Burger King's mozzarella sticks are horrible.
They're hollow.
People give it a shot once in a while, and they're terrible. Arby's has a respectable mozzarella stick.
Okay.
Mm. There we go.
I see you, Arby's.
That's right.
We have the meats and the cheeses.
We have the meats and cheeses.
Yeah.
Bless your meats and cheeses. We got it.
We have all your meats and cheeses.
I think we should just go with meats. No. Let's do it. We have your meats and cheeses.
People will love it.
Their meat is made of liquid. It's so gross.
Their meat is made of liquid. Is that the words you just said?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
I didn't.
Well, if you want to be disturbed and not get much sleep, go ahead and look up Arby's meat liquid.
No, I'm not going to.
That's what it is. It arrives at their restaurant in a paste form.
Nope.
Wait, they're roast beef?
Yup.
They're not, that can't be true. They're not taking a paste and like forming it into, I know that we're going to find out that Paul is right and it's fine. I'm still incredulous. But it's not like their employees are forming a paste into slices of roast beef and then it congeals into that and then they put it on a sandwich.
I don't know how
it
works.
That's just an extra step.
Oh, by the way, I just typed Arby's L and it went liquid meat right away.
Oh, yeah. You see, you've already fucked up.
No. It's what it is, man. It's liquid.
The first thing comes up is just a Reddit page that says, does Arby's meat come in liquid or gel when it arrives? Let me see if I can
just tell me that the answer is no. I don't even eat at Arby's. I have no dog in this fight at all.
There is a false rumor that the meat arrives in stores as liquid.
Thank you.
This is from thedailymeal.com. Since 1971, roast beef has arrived at Arby's locations inside a sealed bag, marinating in a solution of water, salt, and sodium phosphates that is then removed from the bag and roasted for 3 hours on the premises.
All right.
So there is a liquid bag of meat coming in, but it is a marinade.
Does that mean that Arby's has more than just a microwave in the back?
It must mean. So they must have some kind of oven.
So they've got that up on Chili's.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
It must be. Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
So gross.
Is Arby's roast... I always love the follow-up questions on Google. Is Arby's roast beef good for you?
Is Arby's roast beef good for you? Sure.
Arby's classic roast beef sandwich.
Paul, you want to take a swing at that one?
Sure, baby. It's so healthy. Yeah.
From verywellfit.com, it is the most nutritious option. Arby's classic roast beef sandwich is the most nutritious main menu item.
Oh, sure.
At Arby's. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So compared to the other Arby's offerings.
So when you go into Arby's, you're like, I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
So I'm in Arby's.
Yeah. If you find yourself at Arby's while on a diet,
is eating old Bed Springs okay? When at the city dump, it is your best option.
Correct. The most nutritious food at the city dump, old Bed Springs.
Right.
Why is Arby's roast beef shiny?
See, this is the problem with the
internet. Because it's enchanted.
Is people are asking questions that they don't want to hear the answers to, and they have no business asking these questions in the first place. We went for decades, I'm telling you, without asking these questions. Get ready for some
middle-aged white guy lack of talk.
And we were better off not asking these questions.
We need to
we
know.
We were better for it.
America needs to know.
Sliced cooked beef or lunch meat can have an iridescent color. Meat contains iron, fat, and many other compounds. When light hits a slice of meat, it splits into colors like a rainbow.
Wait. Is someone compounds. Defending the shininess of the meat?
That's it. Yes. Someone at ask.usda.gov is defending the shininess of the meat.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe don't defend it.
Arby's, we have shiny meats.
Yeah.
Arby's.
The answer should only be like, yeah, it's shiny, but it's okay.
Come and
we have shiny meats and cheeses.
Our prismatic loaf.
Yeah.
It's the Kaleida loaf.
I'll take a unicorn loaf sandwich, please.
You got it.
Yum, 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 oh, wow. My retinas.
Yeah, careful. Don't put that directly in the sun, you idiot. What do you think this is, liquid meat? Grow up. Learn how to handle your sandwich.
Ugh. Well, happy birthday, Jacob.
Oh, thank you.
It was your birthday yesterday?
It was. A couple days ago as we were recording, yeah.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah. You should know, Paul, that Jacob is changed. He's become a fucking weird person.
Sure.
Because I went over to your house
uh-huh.
for your birthday.
Yeah, we had a few people over.
And I was like, I can't be seeing what I'm seeing. I can't be. This is Jacob's house.
Uh-huh.
I've known Jacob for a very long time.
Yeah.
Why is there a beautiful 9-foot tall Christmas tree in this man's living room?
That's very strange.
On having the tiniest Christmas tree ever.
Well, that one's still up, too. Did you see that one, too?
The ribbon tree is still up?
Yeah, the ribbon tree is still, it still exists. It's actually in the big window at the front of the house.
I was going to call you out on the moment. I was like, I'll wait till we get on air.
Yeah.
But I was upset. I was like, I don't even know you anymore. Who are you?
You don't even know all the problems I have with that Christmas tree. You think you're calling me out on something. What you should be calling me out on is so much bigger than what you are calling me out on.
What's going on?
So we've had that tree. It's a fake tree. You know, we've had it for a few years.
Yeah.
And we got it a few years ago. I forget where we got it from. But yeah, you know, it's a nice big fake Christmas tree. SJ wanted it when we got the house with the big high ceiling. So we got a nice big tall fake Christmas tree. I hate that tree. I hate it. Not because it's a big, you know, 9-10 foot tall Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Because I do love the stupid little like rope light shaped like a Christmas tree that we also have.
Yes.
That is my favorite Christmas tree. This one, it's big, it's bulky, it is difficult to store. It goes up on a shelf in my shop that is not terribly accessible. It's difficult to get to. Every year I have to take my life in my hands to get this box of tree down mm-hmm. from this inaccessible shelf. But I only have to do it once a year. So there's that. It is covered in glitter.
Oh no.
That's where I would draw the fucking line.
It is
How
covered
did you get
in
that?
Glitter.
Who selected that tree?
Well, you know the answer to that.
Oh, God.
You know.
I would
you know who
riot.
Selected that tree.
I get angry when we get Christmas cards from people and it has glitter on it. I'm like, you have no consideration for human life.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
SJ was out of town and she wanted the Christmas tree up. So I said, okay, I'll put the Christmas tree up while she's out of town. She'll get back. It'll be up. And then she can decorate it because she likes to decorate it. So I put it up and the pile of glitter.
Ugh.
On my floor
oh.
after I was done putting it up. And of course, I had to take a shower.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm now covered in litter as well.
Yeah, and you fucked your tree. You got to take a shower after that.
I got glitter on me. Let's just say that I got glitter on me.
You're going to get sap. You're going to get glitter. Yep. That's how it is. You can tell you've been down at the Pine Club.
It's my birthday. I mean, the good thing about it is it doesn't shed litter while it's just standing there.
Coming to the stage, put your hands together for Conifer. Here she comes.
Whoa. Get ready, all you woodpeckers. Here comes Conifer.
Look out. Yeah. Up to the stage next is Evergreen. She doesn't have her original root system, but she can still suck from a bowl. Yeah. She makes sure you fire up plenty of moisture at her trunk so she can keep those needles moist. Ooh. She's a fire hazard. It's Evergreen.
So after your lap dance, you took a shower.
Yeah. Swept up and vacuumed the small pile of glitter.
No, you have your light fixtures, so they were on Christmas colors.
They were. They had the Christmas colors on.
You really went all out there. It was a nice little home decor you had there.
I put up a tree and turned the lights to red and green. I really went all out.
It's a significant effort from what typically happens.
You're absolutely correct about that.
I'll tell you, we did the same. We just got a tree up on the desk and a few other little knickknacks out, and I feel the effort of Christmas decorating this year. Like we did it. We really fucking did it.
Because we have, you know, we went over the board for Halloween,
mm-hmm.
and then Christmas same. So we've added a few more things outside to our motif outside. Whatever. But we also upgraded our Christmas tree this year.
Okay.
Cause my wife was so sick of that. Basically the lights didn't work on the pre-lit Christmas tree that we had for 10 years. And so I was like, we'll spend the money. And she was like, don't get a pre-lit one. We have a bunch of lights. We'll do it.
So of course, then you have to do it.
Well, yeah. But the boys and I went out to Lowe's. They don't sell fake trees that don't have lights on them at the size tree that we're going to get.
Gotcha.
They sell like 4-foot ones for like offices and shit if you don't want lights on them. But if you're going to get a 9-foot tree.
You're getting some fucking lights.
Yeah, you can't get a 9-foot tree without lights on it from Lowe's. So we get the 9-foot tree, and then we're busting out, and my wife calls out the neighborhood, like, hey, why doesn't everybody come by tonight? I'll make some appetizers, we'll make some drinks, some cocktails.
All right.
Everyone can throw a bulb on the tree. Everyone can help decorate the tree.
Yeah, you decorate and party.
So then I was like, well, shit, I gotta get this tree up.
Yeah.
So I'm getting the tree up, you know, it's brand new, so it's all, it's like bound by like wires holding it, and it's like a fine small cone that it will never enter ever again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It'll then take up too much space in its box and go up on a precarious shelf in our garage.
Yeah.
Much like yours.
Yeah. It will be dangerous.
And so I get it all together and I light it up and I'm clipping the little metal thing holding the section A at the top.
Yeah.
Poof. Out it comes with the lights on. Section 2, clip, boom, out, poof, comes things with the lights on.
Great.
Section 3, poof, out comes things with the lights on. Base 4, clip, lights are on, poof, lights go out. And like, well, you just bought it. You can return it. I was like, but you guys are all about to decorate my tree. I'm not about to. I have my whole neighborhood in my house.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
about to cancel
No.
Christmas tree time.
Hold on while I go to Lowe's.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Just get an extra strand of lights, right?
That's what we did.
Yeah, good. So if you look closely at the base of your tree,
it's all I can see.
There's just some unlit lights.
I see. It's all I look at. It's just the difference of the lights on the bottom versus the rest of the tree.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to me.
Every time you look at it, you just boo.
Freaking 500, 400 bucks.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Yeah. That was your problem right there. So we got the cheapest thing.
Yeah. That is why I settled on the tree that had the glitter on it.
It was cheap.
It was on sale.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was very. I remember that now. Yeah, it was very much on sale.
And a couple, like, I've got these penguins that I get out every year that are my favorite thing. Little animatronic penguins that sing.
Uh huh.
And we got them at Kmart when Kmart was still alive.
Sure.
We went there on a whim. We just went to Kmart post-Christmas one year. And it's been probably 10 years now. It had to be, at least. Kmart doesn't exist anymore.
I was going to say.
We got the tree and all that stuff. We got like a ton of shit for like $50. And we were walking and it was just great. We just cleaned them out of all kind of Christmas stuff in January. And yeah, it was really fun.
I was in the mall. I was doing some Christmas shopping. What made me think of this, Paul, is that Toys R Us is now in Macy's. Have you seen this?
There is a Toys R Us section in Macy's, yes.
I thought Toys R Us was gone.
It's like FAO Schwartz has a little spot inside of Target now, actually, too.
What is that about?
So Toys R Us did not close completely as an entity. It is still a going concern in Canada. Never has stopped. It was just the U.S. branches that got destroyed by our ever-increasing gaping maw of venture capitalist garbage that destroyed a going concern. The best things are being completely eaten by these motherfuckers. But
I thought it was consumed. That's my question. I understood that part. Well, I understood. Yeah. How it still exists.
Partially consumed.
Well, yeah. I think there's...
Like Arby's meats when they arrive.
I right. think there's consumed. A concerted effort. I think they're kind of looking and going, oh, there are no toy stores now. Right. Toys R Us still has incredible levels of brand recognition. We need to keep this going. So they are
correct. And then I was walking through the Macy's, saw the Toys R Us section and was like, what the hell? And then I walked all through it.
Right.
To just look what they had.
There are a handful of flagship stores in the U.S. now. I can't recall where the most recent one was, but it's coming back. It's not going to be exactly the same, but it is coming back. I mean, like I said, it never really went away. It's always been going in Canada.
Those Canadians, they held on to it.
They did
a good job.
Well, I watched
Toys
lots
R Us
lots
is
of,
like my high school girlfriend.
So I had Canada. A frustrating time. I went shopping for my wife and children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife likes to run away from me whenever she sees me.
Sure.
And so I was like, well, I'll help her. So I read an article. Actually, I listened to a podcast, then read an article.
Okay.
Okay.
It was actually, of all people, Malcolm Gladwell.
Oh, my
Great.
God. You've gone back to
Because he's obsessed with running.
Side.
You know he's obsessed with running. He's
oh, is
running.
He?
I don't know. He always wants, like every golf course to be turned into open land so that everyone can run on it rather than give it to the rich kind of thing.
What?
I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
He's an asshole.
Great.
Make it another sport thing? Fucking, that's, okay. Grow some crops and put up some houses.
Well, I think he's for all that. He hates that we keep dedicated land for the super rich to play a dumb game.
Yes, it's bad.
And these are beautiful swaths of land that could be used.
Yep.
I don't.
But okay, that's not hard to agree on with the most dipshit lame-o.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
But he was bringing up that in running, and I didn't know this because no one cares,
uh-huh.
All of the records are being broken. A lot of these crazy records, a lot of marathon records and stuff are being broken right now.
Because people are cutting off their legs and putting those Blade Runner things on their legs.
Close. It is a technology issue. So apparently there's these things called super sneakers. Have you heard anything about super sneakers?
No.
Okay. So I started reading up on it after I read this because I wanted to try to treat my wife for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I want to surprise her. So she knows all of her gifts. I've tried to think of something every year that she's not expecting that she'll like. Do you do this task for yourself or no?
Yeah, I do. The last couple of years I have gotten SJ a prostitute.
Mm-hmm. She does not expect that.
She has that. She every year she doesn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
And every year I get it, and every year she is furious.
Super sneaker.
She hates it.
Oh, another pizza's here. Why did you order pizza?
My wife would be thrilled if I just ordered pizza every day.
That's why she's pissed.
Yeah.
This isn't even real pizza.
This box is empty.
Just order pizza.
This is a fucking dick
pizza.
Yeah.
You ordered me a dick pizza again, didn't you?
Once again. I just wanted cheese pizza.
After Dick especially, yeah. I just want pizza.
Maybe a little mushroom. That'd be nice. Some spinach.
Not a mushroom and pizza.
Put some fucking spinach on there.
I want regular mushroom.
So I read up on it, and basically what they do is they put a super soft foam on the sneaker, and why it's specifically a running sneaker is that it can, because of the nature of the light, bouncy foam, it's basically not going to be an everyday shoe, because it will wear down faster than the average shoe.
So it's a purpose-built shoe.
Yeah. And then it has a carbon fiber plate that cushions your foot. A hard carbon fiber plate underneath the sole. You still have a comfortable sole. Then a carbon fiber plate, and it creates a bounce almost, like a spring. And so some runners hate it, but some runners like it, and they get into a groove with it, and it just actually just it decreases the pain in the joints.
Uh-huh.
So for long distance running, it really helps with the long distance running, and as well as adds a little spring in your step.
Yeah.
So that it's increasing your stride. And so I went to every store in the mall.
Okay.
And ended up explaining this concept to every single person who worked at the mall.
I was going to say, your explanation of it seems awfully practiced.
That's because I told at least five people about this concept because I was trying to find anywhere in the mall.
Yeah.
I went, Foot Locker, all these other, crazy nice sneaker stores.
That's
Runner's World, all these fucking crazy, like things dedicated to running.
That's one thing that has survived is shoe stores in the malls.
Yes, and yet none of them, all of them are like, oh, cool. None of them.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
We don't have
Dick's Sporting Goods, the whole bit.
You got shit.
And And so I ended up wondering whether I was taking crazy pills. So I'm sitting in Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
On my phone, looking up to be like, did I make this up? Or like, what the fuck? Or is this
did
like,
I dream
is,
this?
Or is this so obscure, like it's not coming out in for like another 2 years or something like that? No. Plenty of people make these shoes. So I
like
sat
NASA,
down.
NASA, SpaceX.
NASA.
Yeah.
I've got my wife NASA.
These are
shoes.
NASA
and astronaut
shoes.
Ice cream.
Yeah, good.
God, astronaut ice cream. Barf.
And a punch in the face from Buzz Aldrin.
Good.
So you did finally find him?
I found him online. And so I sat in Dick's and ordered it online.
Yeah.
There you go. Being
delivered by Zappos to my house.
Oh, great.
Nice.
Quest number two,
Snow
boots for the children.
Ah. Oh, because you guys like to go up and do the Mount Charleston.
Mount Charleston. We get snow. It's a half-hour drive and you're in snow.
That's it.
And last year, someone spontaneously took my kids to Mount Charleston, and they had snow pants and gloves, but just wore sneakers.
Ah.
And that was a huge mistake.
That is.
It was a huge mistake, and one of my children was miserable. So off I
go. Lost a foot.
Same lap. Next item. Same lap. Just every footwear place, Macy's.
Come on.
Kohl's.
It's December.
It's December. I know we live in Las Vegas, but
it's Vegas.
Mount Charleston's right there.
So there I am in Kohl's on my phone ordering fucking snow boots from Zappos.
Because
I'm trying to support the local economy. I want to support the mom and pop shops. They got to meet me halfway.
Yeah.
They got to have a little bit of education.
And Kohl's is a local shop.
Yeah.
It's owned by people in Vegas.
Yeah, no, I love me some Kohl's.
Yeah. Like it's a big store, but it is locally owned.
But even malls, like we fucking condemned malls left and right as if there's like death of commercials when we were coming up, oh, fucking mall. Blah. I remember. This is the most, not the most. I'll qualify it.
Thank you.
Pretentious, like 90s shit that I was around.
Okay.
I had friends who were basically like outdoorsy, right? And they were into all of the false Native American worship that you can be.
Oh, that kind of outdoorsy.
Yeah, making dream catchers, not using a tent, but building a lean-to, all this other shit, right?
I thought you meant they like shopped at Bass
Pro
Shop.
No.
But no, this is beyond that.
No. There's an American, not Americana outdoorsy.
Right.
But like hippy-dippy, wannabe. White guilt stuff.
They talk about peyote like they know things.
Right. And so with it, they would do like these nature walks where we would just like all like walk in the woods and not talk for like, 45 minutes and
then
just feel the vibes and the things and the energy.
You know where else I can not talk to you? Yeah. My house.
Go to the fucking library.
And then we would sit around our little campfire and discuss our brilliant observations of our 45-minute meditative exercise of what we call a nature walk.
Well, every 45 minutes is all it takes. That's all it takes to open up your fucking chakra and get your third eye.
Yeah, we were pretty... We were aware. We were aware of the world.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. So like Mother Gaia really worked her way into my bones after that 40-minute stroll.
I haven't even gotten to the pretentious part yet.
Jesus Christ.
So as an exercise, they're like, why don't we try to do a nature walk at the mall?
Okay.
Oh, what?
Treat it with the same respect we would treat a forest. Let's go through the mall. What's and happening? Not talk and just slowly just make our way.
I'll tell you what, so far, yes, this is very pretentious. But with just like a little twisted attitude, this is hilarious.
Oh, no, I mean, I hope everyone is laughing listening to this.
But I'm saying, like, if you just said, like,
oh, yeah.
Like, if the three of us said today, let's walk through a mall and act like we're on a very serious nature walk while we're walking through the mall.
Yeah, like
that's a great bit.
Looking for animal tracks.
Yeah. Guys, come here. Shh, be very quiet.
Yeah.
You can hear the salt on the anti-ans as it drizzles down. Just keep real quiet.
You
hear the salt. Wow, we never listen for the salt.
We never listen for this.
Auntie Anne's salt is dripping down. Yeah. You can hear it.
Yeah. We have to listen to our mother. Our auntie Anne.
Our auntie.
Join me on this bench from here. Put these binoculars up. You can see the Mrs. Fields cookies turning golden brown in the oven.
If you just look all the way through
the back there.
Oh, hey.
Have you ever seen nature's beauty? Let me borrow those
real quick. The girl's doing the hot dog on a stick lemonade. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Do that. Work that fucking stick.
Give me my binoculars.
Wait, no.
You're being gross.
No, what do you mean? What do you mean? You ever see? It's natural. It's beautiful.
I'll tell you what, jacked off in a mall while watching a girl make lemonade and a hot dog on a stick. And that is the following.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Sponsor.
Today's show, Matt and Manley's Ice Cream Social, is brought to you by the fine people who love you, know you, hug you. It's our friends from Richard Graffiti. It's Carl's Capybara Calculators. Capybara. Carl's Capybara Calculators is our product.
Hey, you want to count more than one to two to three? Go ahead, get a calculator with a cababara, cababara calculator, cababara calculator, hurrah, ho, bo, 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 cut a 1, 2, 3, cut a calculator, cut a, boomba clot.
Enter Hay Scoops to check out.
I imagine Carl was Rastafarian.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, we found our nature walk very draining, guys. I know we left that cliffhanger over the commercial break. But
you guys were exhausted by it?
Yes. And meanwhile, then they started dying, and we're like, oh, shit, towns are dying, we're fucked. And I was like, oh, I should just go to the local malls, and it's Christmas, and we'll just do it that with a walk around.
All right.
Plus, there is a thing to... there is something to walking around, like, not... You know, there's stuff you haven't thought of or whatever, and you get different...
That's right.
Options for gifts, stuff like that.
I'm all for physical stores, man. Brick and mortar. Yeah. Bring it back. It was a glorious time.
But they got to just stock some snow boots is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And know what the latest running trends are if you're a fucking running store.
No. But you're that's part of it, store. Too, is you're at the mall and you can still shop on your phone. It's kind of funny. You can know where the holes are.
Yeah. So the food court still benefited from it. I still put some money into the local economy.
There you go.
Got your hot dog on a stick.
Beautiful. Oh man, the mall in Henderson.
Okay,
I forget what I'm blanking on the name of it. No one cares.
Yeah,
they added a Popeyes to the fucking food court
because they're geniuses.
That's a flex if I've ever seen one. If You thought we were fucking around at this food court.
No.
Get them Popeyes good. In this bitch. Oh.
Get you a chicken sandwich.
You smell Popeyes, you want nothing else. I mean, right. They have all the other options.
Yeah.
But once Popeyes is in the air.
Popeyes fucking wins.
You know, if you're running the weird taco place, you're like, oh, fuck.
They've got the biscuits.
We're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So speaking sandwich. Of footwear, my brother, who is a listener of the show, sent me my Christmas gift, and I opened it not knowing it was my Christmas gift.
Ah.
You know, it was just in a plain box. But, you know, I spoke earlier about the Mischief Company who came up with those giant baby shoes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The chonky footwear, as it were.
Chonky chonk.
Well, he clearly heard me chatting it up. He went on Mischief and got me their Gob Stomper shoe.
Gob Stomper.
Yes. So
I'm not okay with this.
You've ever had Gob Stoppers? Willy
sure,
Wonka's Gobstoppers. What what happens when you eat a gobstopper?
You break your teeth.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Eventually. What
I believe you come infertile.
What's the process that the candy goes through?
You suck on it forever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Your Honor.
Everlasting gobstopper, yep.
And then it changes colors as it goes through different layers.
Right.
That's correct. That is the design behind these shoes. You open
so
up
you take a shoe.
You take a potato peeler.
Yep. you just whittle it down.
Scrape off layers.
You could. The very first thing when you open up this box of shoes is a poster, and it says, scuff me.
Oh,
wow.
They are designed with layers of color. It's a black shoe, predominantly black shoe, with layers of color throughout. So that as you scuff and scrape just through normal wear and tear, other colors are revealed.
That's really cool.
It's neat. It's really cool shoes. And the bottom sole has all the multiple colors on the bottom.
Okay.
That you can only see at the base. But they're really slick looking shoes. And they'll definitely go with pretty much everything I wear because they're black predominantly. But they're very cool, very chonky. So you can look those up, the Gob Stompers.
Very chonky.
You know, I watched the Kate McKinnon hosted SNL.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish was the musical guest.
Mm-hmm.
She indeed, in the first number, was wearing chonky shoes. And I thought of you, Paul.
They're back.
She was sitting on a stool. She was wearing
they're back.
Giant, thick shoes.
They're back.
I think they're here.
What?
I don't know where they're back from.
They're back.
I don't know where they're...
They're back from when we were babies?
When were they last year?
Jacob, you of all people, what's you happening right
people.
Now? You of all people.
I love chonky shoes.
No, SJ, SJ is part of a Spice Girls renaissance.
Yeah.
Right? And the big thing with Spice Girls was their chonky ass shoes.
Oh, I see the problem. Paul is getting the Spice Girls confused with Kiss.
No.
Kiss had big chonky shoes.
They did, but so did Spice Girls. And, yeah, so chonky shoes are where
the Spice Girls do have big shoes. I make fun of them because the woman who is Sporty Spice and then just the woman who was actually Sporty Spice, Mel C, I think.
Mel C.
That's Sporty Spice.
Yes.
And, she was just the one up there with, like, regular tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Like, that woman is brilliant.
Well, she knew what she was doing. She's also she was also
Ginger Spice
singer.
Is wearing like giant platforms and everything. And meanwhile, Sporty's over there with like Nikes.
Yeah, Sporty was the best singer and most equipped to run and survive a collapsing stage should anything go south.
Right.
Yeah. She wasn't gonna break her ankle getting the hell out of there.
Yeah.
But chonky shoes, man, chonky shoes are where it's at.
I agree.
They're back.
I agree. They're back.
So, I'm
the famous chunksters.
I can't wait to start wearing my new Gob Stompers when I can walk again, which hopefully will be soon.
Right.
The fucking pain levels that I'm going through.
Oh, you should have them do the same thing to your new hip. You should have it where it's one color on the outside, and then as you wear the shit down, as you fucking grind it down to its false bone on bone,
grind down. It can't grind down any worse than what I've already got going on here. This is ridiculous. God, no, it's fucked up. So
when you're putting in my new hip, make it chonky.
Give me that chonky gobstopper hip.
I got all these fucking bone spurs and bullshit going on in my right hip, and my left hip is not really happy either because it's been compensating so long, and my left foot. So I can.
When they swap out the right hip, are they just going to do the double?
I wish. That's not how they do it. They got to do it one at a time.
You can't do preemptive hip replacement.
You got to go to that company that made RoboCop. Instead of going to a doctor, you should.
I've been hearing from some
of
them. Some of the doctors said that sometimes when you get the one fixed, the other compensates less and then doesn't have to go.
And gets better.
It gets not better, but at least doesn't degenerate as fast or whatever.
All right, Paul, I've got a plan. When you're going in for this surgery,
yeah,
you just write because they write on you with like magic marker, like take this hip out.
Yeah,
you just write that on your other hip as well.
Maybe.
And then when you go in there and pull up that gown, they'll be like, "Wow, what a dick." Also, it looks like this guy's getting two hips and not one.
I don't think I want to do two at the same time. I'll put that other one off for a little while. We'll see. But it's fucked up because a couple days ago, Ann was getting up early in the morning to go rush into work because somebody called off. Surprise, surprise, okay. holiday retail. And she's getting ready for work, and she sat down on the couch and twisted her back.
That was
all she wrote. Her back went haywire to the point where she was just bedridden. And so we had to take her down to the doctor and everything. And poor thing, she's got muscle relaxers, all this other stuff. Still killing her. She had a couple days. She had took one day off, used two regular off days, took one day off. But we are a pair now, mm-hmm. just hobbling through this house like a couple of fucking ghosts.
I forget what I'm getting you guys for Christmas. It's just weed gummies.
What?
Yeah,
you
right?
know what?
Pennsylvania's laws are.
We're good. It's legal here.
All right.
It's legal here.
We'll DoorDash you some weed gummies.
There you go.
Ann has been telling me I should try some weed gummies for the pain. And I'm not, at this point, I'm not opposed. Because after that last x-ray and they're like, yeah, your hip is just done. It's completely destroyed and I can feel it now. I mean, it was so bad I couldn't work. So I knew there was something going on.
You've never smoked, right?
No, I've never imbibed in anything outside.
I'll tell you what it's not good for
caffeine.
That you're trying to do, and that is weight loss. Weed and weight loss don't really go hand in hand.
Right. Well, I've been pretty good.
Pizza's
like I'm
here.
Not I weighed myself today. I hit 283.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But that's 2 weeks of absolute nigh immobility. You know, I've just been.
And this is the hardest time.
Yeah. And I'm stressed because Ann got sick and I'm just stressed because until March is done, right? Like and so many things going through your head about what could be with the surgery and all these kind of things. So I think I'm doing okay.
They put another left hip on your right hip, where you have two left hips instead of the proper amount of hips.
It might not even matter at that point.
They might put extra hips.
They leave a glove in there.
Well, I told Ann, and
you'll come out with a new appreciation of Shakira.
When I was a little kid, I had Forrest Gump type leg braces that I wore as a little kid. Cause I had very severe pigeon toes that pointed in. And so my legs have been jacked since I was a little kid, and one's longer than the other. And that's the case with a lot of people, but I think it's.
And I also find your legs have been jackable since I've known you as well.
Always.
When I saw you dance in 50 Shades.
Those gams.
I got a decent legs. they go all the way up. Yeah.
Jacob, hit Vegas parking and weather.
Oh.
Vegas parking and weather. No one does it better than ICS.
Las Vegas Metro put out warning today.
Oh,
do you know about this, Jacob?
No.
Beware of fake parking tickets.
Huh.
People are making up their own parking tickets and using and leaving like a Cash App thing to address parking tickets. And people are making up their own official looking parking tickets and sticking it on people's windshields. And people are just, you know, because people are out holiday shopping and going places where they normally go.
So you're saying the cops are on to me.
The jig is up.
What a fascinating grift.
Yeah. I like it. I'm going to try it.
Well, that even because like, we went down to the container park yesterday. We both did the four-hour parking. We're confused if we had to pay for four-hour parking or you can pay for parking, but it's only for 4 hours. It's very confusing. And then we stayed there for a long time and we were like, did we stay for more than 4 hours? So if someone had put a fake parking ticket on my windshield.
You would have paid it.
I would have paid it.
Yeah.
That feels like flying a little too close to the sun.
How's that? How does it feel like flying too close to the sun?
That grift must come with some severe penalties.
Oh, if you get caught?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you're basically, I think there must be some impersonating law enforcement. I mean, you're doing some kind of impersonation of an official
government
body. So yeah. I feel like that's
but not only that,
right,
like there's probably and wire theft. Fraud and all kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
well,
I mean,
I'm sure they want stuff like that to go down hard. So
yeah,
there are several
books that would be thrown at you at that point, not just a book.
So they said things to look out for. Look for a proper citation number on the ticket. There should be an officer's name accompanying the citation.
Interesting.
So there should be a police officer's name, which I think is funny because they tell you what to look out for. But if you're running this grift, you basically just read this list and go like, all right, I can fake that.
Oh, this is what I must put in my papers.
I'll tell you right now, in my 5 seconds worth of Google searching, it is very easy to buy very official looking jackets that say parking enforcement.
Right, right. So even just walking around with that.
Yeah.
That's the riskiest part.
Yeah.
Because you can actually, if you're not even wearing the jacket, if they're just not around, you just put it on the windshield.
Right.
You look like a guy advertising some bad business or something, you know. Some shitty business, not a bad business. Anyone who's relying to putting shit on your windshield is running a shitty business.
That's correct.
And so basically we're like, we will never ask for you to pay via Cash App.
Okay.
That was basically Metro's big thing. So we don't use Cash App.
Wow.
We don't accept Cash App.
That's is like when the banks have to put out the statement every so often, like, we will never call you and ask you for your PIN.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
See, that's the kind of shit, that's a Vegas problem for sure. That's a big metropolitan problem for sure.
Yeah, you gotta be in the metro to pull off for sure.
I'm sitting in my chair and I hear cop sirens and ambulance noises.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just three emergency vehicles with their lights on and some Christmas wreaths showing off Santa to the neighborhood kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Exactly. Santa coming through the neighborhood.
Shows like, off a fat bearded man to children. And that is the following sponsor.
Today's show, Matt and Manly's Ice Cream Social, is brought to you by Cocoa Butter for Cows from New Hampshire Caveman. Cocoa Butter for Cows.
My name is Bessie Lou. I need some cocoa butter for my udder. My calf has bitten my tit. I need cocoa butter for my udder boom, to boom, help in boom, solving boom, it.
Boom, boom, boom,
I need
boom,
cocoa butter boom, for my boom, udder, udder. Boom, my calf boom, bit my boom, tit. I need cocoa butter for my udder to help to soften it. If your titties are sore and raw from calves biting on them, go ahead and get some cocoa butter and you'll be on the mend. I need cocoa butter for my udder because my calf bit my tit. I need cocoa butter for my udder to help me soften it. Get cocoa butter for your big fat underbelly titties, y'all. Gonna do you a big world of good. Woo!
Oh. Enter Hay Scoops at checkout.
That's just a hit.
That was more fun than it should have been.
I was laughing because out of nowhere, last night I was playing a game on my phone while the basketball game was on, and I just literally just went, don't go to the tickle house.
Oh, I forgot to put that on the album.
And it's part of the new album.
Yeah, that is definitely the next album for sure.
That's going on the new album.
That might be the title track.
I actually have two song ideas for the new album. But what I was laughing at, because then I was reflective about it, because it goes, who's tickling who?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait. So if I go to the tickle house.
You realize it should be whom?
Yeah.
Grammatically, way off.
That I might end up tickling other people. That I think I'm going to avoid. And then all of a sudden, I might be surprised that I'm maddeningly tickling a stranger.
Yeah.
That was really made me laugh sitting there on my phone. That I suddenly would be surprised.
Don't go to the tickle house. Who's there in the tickle house? It's dark in the tickle house. Who's tickling whom?
Yeah. Whom?
Yeah.
Is it who's tickling whom or whom's tickling whom?
I think it's who's tickling whom.
Who's tickling whom?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's who's tickling whom.
But that's from, I don't know, what episodes back when we did the last event at Founders Day.
It was with Founders Day.
Founders Day.
So it was the split episode with us and the Great Night Fellas.
Yeah.
That was good fun.
That was, I don't know if anyone enjoyed listening to that episode, but we sure enjoyed making it.
Oh, no, that was a banger.
That was a lot of fun.
People liked that one?
I think so.
Good.
Yeah. Well, the people in the audience, the live audience were enjoying it.
Brushwood was delirious.
Right.
That was a really good wrestling quiz.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
we had a really good wrestling quiz.
And Matt, I think we had one of our better bucket shows in a long time earlier in that day. It was really fun.
I don't think so.
I mean, I would say it's probably top 10 of the last 10 bucket shows you've done.
I loved it.
It was meta.
I loved it.
It was artistic. Artistically, I thought we were on fire.
Yeah.
I asked the audience to pretend like it was later in the day so they wouldn't be groaning as much at different stuff. And that part was good.
Yeah.
We did a very
bizarre. There were good aspects of it.
Yeah. We had a very bizarre scene three ways, as I recall.
But
That was a different one. Sure.
I'm already looking forward to the next event that we're going to do at the old compound down there in April.
April, the month before Scoop Fest.
April
8th. I realized that I have a show actually in San Diego that Saturday before, so I'll be flying. I think I'll be flying from San Diego to there and then flying back to San Diego.
Nice.
Hopefully I'll be medically cleared to travel.
Yeah, I hope so.
That'll be close. That'll be just a month out from surgery.
Horse trough.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to get your horse wagon.
We get one of those airplanes that transport like large marine animals.
Yeah.
They just have the big sling underneath it.
Yeah.
And you just have Paul like in the big sling, just flying along.
Yeah, that'd be comfy. That'd be better than a normal airplane seat.
The TSA is a lot easier going if you're just in a big sling under the plane. Too.
Well, that's something I'm actually interested in. What's the TSA thing when I got a fake hip now? That's going to set off every metal
detector. I think you have a card.
Oh great!
Well, also, I don't think the titanium hips, because titanium's not magnetic.
Oh,
so I don't think titanium pops a regular metal detector.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Somebody could write in and who knows about this stuff and tell us. But I don't think that pops a regular metal detector.
But if you're getting one made of adamantium, then that will set off a line. But the good news is that if it sets off, you can just slice through every machine and every person that comes near you.
You do get claws as well.
You get the claws along.
That
the
would be awesome.
That's the rules.
Yeah. No, I think what you do is you just start carrying a gun, and then like you set off the metal detector, and you're like, "Nope, sorry, it's not the gun; it's just the hip."
Yeah.
And then they can't search you; they're not allowed to because it's HIPAA.
I know adamantium is what they used for Wolverine,
right?
I believe it's also fictional.
Is that the same stuff that they get from Wakanda? No, vibranium is your Wakanda.
Vibranium,
that's almost as strong.
What's weird about adamantium is that when it arrives at the surgery center, it's actually in liquid form.
Oh.
Yeah. And it becomes hard.
Very reflective, I understand. Prismatic almost.
Yeah, a lot of minerals in there.
Yeah.
Back in 87, a fella accidentally made a sandwich out of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Did not go well.
No. Oh.
Just sat like a brick in that stomach.
Don't want a vibranium sandwich. That's going to fucking
kill
you.
No, you don't.
That'll kill you.
I'll tell you what you do want, though. That's some scoop mail.
Yes.
Physical scoop mail. Zippity-doo. We got mail in a box.
I love it.
We do.
Message for you, son.
We got one from Lori and Michael, the Elseroths. Hey, guys, here is a simple note and some candy. They also sent a box of candy.
Sweet.
Have a Merry Christmas. And hope to see you soon.
A family photo. It was like this cute family photo, but it's Lori's face on every face in the photo.
Great.
Oh, so weird.
Yeah, and it's just like a nice little holiday card.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice holiday card. I got one from Rebecca.
Yeah.
Scoopanova Girl. It was a very funny card of three cats dressed as three wise men. And it says, the gift of three wise cats And the one cat says, I'm bringing him a dead bird, you? And the other cat goes, same. And the other cat goes, same.
Nice.
So it's just three cats holding three gift-wrapped dead birds.
I also have a card from Scooper Nova Girl, from Rebecca. And it's just, Merry Christmas. And it's a dog who has dug out the words Merry Christmas in the snow.
Oh, cute.
And it's just a big, like, accordion-out card.
Beautiful.
And also... we got a little box of something from Rebecca.
Glitter!
And it is a glass snowman.
Whoa.
That I believe is a sex toy. I believe it's made to go up your butt.
He's got an ice cream cone on his head, yeah?
Yeah, he has an ice cream cone on his head.
A taint tickler if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
That's really
but
cute.
But it's a very nice, like, it is hefty. This thing is, I'm struggling to hold it up right now.
Rebecca was
solid glass.
Very generous in sending some stuff to Anne and myself as well. We haven't opened the little presents that she got us, but we did get a card from her as well, and it has a bunch of elves on it, and they all fart. There's five different fart noises, and the elves all make funny little comments about farting. It's perfect.
All right.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's a farting elf card, and it's really funny.
So thank you, Rebecca. Farting elves.
It's very,
yes,
very
thank
sweet.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, we got an email here from Turn the Page.
Elf farts are extra flammable.
Oh, that's true.
They are. They don't have to be OSHA compliant in the North Pole workshop.
Oh, well, that's true. I figured I would give you my engagement story, which is the polar opposite of those that were told in your latest episode. Not our latest episode anymore, but yeah. For context, this was 4 years ago. Both my girlfriend and I were on 40 at the time. We had been together for 6 years and lived together for 3. Neither of us had been married before. I was coming back from a big Halloween party that she opted not to go to. This is a common dynamic of ours. She isn't quite as social as I am. This was a pretty large party and had gotten pretty wild. I was deep in my cups and barely remember ordering my Uber. I was looking forward to crashing into bed and not waking up until noon the next day. My girlfriend had other plans. When I got home, she was having her own little party of one, blasting music, and was being a bit tipped herself. She wanted to keep the party going and pulled out a couple of doses of Molly that we had left over from another event.
Yikes!
She tossed the pill in my mouth with only the narrowest of agreement on my end. I'm not sure if any of you have a whole lot of experience rolling, but it keeps you awake, even if you were close to passing out just a few minutes before. We spent through dawn doing the standard cuddling and expressive sentimentality that that particular drug brings to the surface.
Yes.
At some point in the wee hours, she looks over to me and says, hey, let's get married. And I told her that was a good idea. In the haze of the next day after the substances wore off and some sleep I had finally had... And some sleep. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I broached the subject again. I wanted to make sure that it wasn't just the
drugs
Molly
talking.
Yeah. During that early morning cuddle session. We both agreed that we were still very much into the idea and set a date of 5/20/2020. Right in the middle of the deepest lockdown of COVID. We were never intending to have a ceremony anyway, so this just simplified the process because we literally got married over Skype instead of going to the courthouse. We've been happily married ever since. Let's turn the page.
That's wonderful, turn the page.
One of the key elements is that it was her idea.
Yeah. I had no idea that you could get married over Skype during the COVID lockdown.
I suppose you got a JOP. There you go.
Yeah. I'm seeing it more and more where we're not keeping the gender roles on who proposes to whom.
I like it.
And I do like it.
Yeah.
I think it's very, it's just good. It's just a fine way to just, you got to take that step and someone takes the step.
Right.
It's good.
I believe if we had been more open to it is not the right word. Maybe just had thought about it.
Yeah, no one had done it.
Yeah. I believe SJ and I probably would have gotten married earlier.
Wow.
I think she probably would have asked.
You guys got to get pretty married pretty early.
No, we had been dating for 6 years, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had been dating.
They had a long engagement there.
We had lived together for at least 3, maybe 4 years.
That means that guy you cock-blocked when you took her out with the beer. That means he had 6 years of hope that maybe
that's
wasn't going to go down.
At some point, that ex-boyfriend of hers, I believe, had gotten married, had a kid or two, and divorced.
Before you guys got married.
Before we got married. I think just, that happened.
Just lapping you with life skills.
Well, yeah, it's funny. Ann and I were reflecting on our own thing. We were only together a year and a half before we were married.
Right.
And like, she's working with all these young kids at her job.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thought of getting married to someone you've only known for a year and a half, they like shake in their boots. They can't even imagine it.
Getting married without ever living together is that something
were
the one
that we were living together. That puzzles we were living me. Together, yeah. And that made a big difference. Yeah.
No, but there are plenty of people. There are people who won't get married, like won't live with a person unless they're engaged or married.
Yeah. Well, unless they're married, and that's bad. It's a bad idea, man. I'm like, you got to know.
You vet your roommates more than that.
Yeah, you got to know if you can live with this person.
Out, like just like the. You know, the sink etiquette and that's working it. Out organizations around that. Like, there's a lot of weird hurdles you all hit when you first move in with someone. Yeah. You don't realize how particular you are about stuff. Or they
Anne
are.
Is right. just so sweet. She was just like, I don't know how people can go through life without someone who cares for them. Like you and I look out for each other. And I'm like, I don't know either.
Right?
She's the best. And it's the truth.
You're
not going to
rub in the
nose
of the single people right now.
Just yeah, I'm not
straight
not to
the blowjob chair.
Not at all trying to make single scoops feel
no, I think
bad here
live
at all.
With each other and also take a vacation.
Right.
Yep.
Like you
Both.
Have to
travel.
Traveling.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you know what sealed
Those
the deal
are two big
for
ones.
Me? What sealed the deal
my,
for me
the girlfriend
was,
I had was like all we did was like I was like we always had to have a doozy if we traveled. It was like oh, okay, we're traveling. Here comes there's going to be a big fight. I just don't know where it's coming from.
Right. No, see, I helped Ann move back.
We're going to hate each other for at least a day.
I helped Ann move back from California. That's when we moved in together. But I helped her move back from Cali, so I was like carrying all her furniture down flights of stairs and this kind of shit. And she said that's pretty much what sealed the deal. Oh, long distance didn't do shit for her, but having me lift heavy shit that worked. So
Ann and I have different priorities.
Yeah.
She likes
by the time
the song,
got married.
She likes it, but it was certainly not the thing. She was like, oh well. This man wrote me a song.
By the time Esther and I got married, like,
yeah, I remember when I wrote Sarah my last poem as well. She's like, uh-huh. And you're like, great, this is not part of your love language. Doesn't have to be a part of mine.
So that's it. Great.
You got to set it to music.
There's also, by the way, you know.
Yeah, that's the issue.
As we've been together for 20-something years, whatever. Yeah. So one of the times we were with a counselor. There's actually a quiz, like a love language quiz.
Uh-huh.
Like that is like, you know, people talk about having to fucking like sit down with a priest and shit. Like that's one that people should look up and fill out.
Like, yeah, because like, that's what you find out more and more. Like people, it's so strange. Like what we grow up with in a family dynamic setting that we expect from our partners. But a lot of times people don't vocalize their desires, and then if those desires aren't met, they get angry. But it's like if you never told your partner, hey, I just really would love for you to do the dishes, you know, or whatever it might be,
right?
They never know that that's making you upset. Yeah,
it's like, hey, just so you know, a bowl in the kitchen sink really makes me mad.
Right.
Either just wash the bowl or put it in the dishwasher or ask me to wash the bowl and I'll just come over and wash it right then. But yeah, it's just little things like that. Like that can really set people off.
It really does.
And they don't know
up.
How to communicate that they
There's also things like whether you want jewelry or flowers or whether you want a vacation. Like, would you rather go somewhere to celebrate? Right. Would you, like, so sometimes you buy all this jewelry and the person's like, I don't even wear jewelry or I don't like this shit or like I hate flowers. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that you think is just universal that's not.
Oh, I've definitely got Anne some stuff. I got her this this heart pendant. And she's like, this is bullshit. I'll never wear this fucking thing. And I was like, oh. But yeah, you learn.
Yeah. We got an email here from Metallica Scoop, and the subject is Taylor Swift did not invent philanthropy, which I believe is correct.
All right. I'll give you that. So far, correct.
So far, I reluctantly agree.
Tread lightly, buddy.
Yep. This is not a an anti-Taylor Swift email. It is a pro-Metallica email. And that's fine.
All right.
We're fine with that.
All right.
Matt, Paul, and Jacob, Metallica Scoop is back after my truth bombs rendered Paul speechless in episode 1015. That's Broadway Boners. I am here to educate the Scoop community about the greatest city in the world, Gennaro City. Are you familiar with the All Within My Hands Foundation? That's allwithinmyhands.org. If you are not, then don't hate, congratulate, and allow me to educate.
Word?
No. The All Within My Hands Foundation is a certified 501c3 foundation run by the members of Metallica. Named after the banger that closes the criminally underrated Saint Anger, the foundation has a 4-star, 97% rating on Charity Navigator and is dedicated to creating sustainable communities by supporting workforce education, the fight against hunger, and other critical local services. Are you aware that since its founding, a portion of all Metallica show ticket sales benefit the All Within My Hands Foundation? In every city Metallica plays, the All Within My Hands Foundation partners with local charities, holding events that allow the Metallica family to volunteer and serve. During the just-concluded first leg of the M72 World Tour, several $100,000 in grants were awarded to local charities in the cities on the tour. Also, just as an FYI, Metallica set an attendance record at Los Angeles' SoFi Stadium after Taylor played there. Shade.
Wow.
Shade indeed.
For a single event, more than 78,000 people.
Let's sink in. Metallica beat Taylor Swift once at something.
Yep.
Wow.
And we're talking about it.
I love when people do the homework to find the local organizations that are already doing the thing you want to do.
So like Metallica does that, yeah. Taylor Swift does that, a lot of other music acts and entertainment acts.
And there even like a larger
it's remember, always a great thing.
One group like Mercy Corps always tries to be like an alternative to Red Cross.
Uh-huh.
Cuz Red Cross has a lot of money goes through their people.
Yeah.
The money gets taken up by the actual organization itself.
Sure.
And so Mercy Corps is one group I know that prides themselves in just like when shit goes down in a particular area. Finding the charities that are already in the area, already doing the things, already have the manpower, already have the boots on the ground, and getting the funds to them as fast as possible. I always like when people do that extra legwork and waste less money.
Yeah. They said the attendance record at SoFi, more people attended the concert than attended the Super Bowl. That's not really a fair comparison. Super Bowl takes up a lot more room on the floor than the Metallica concert does.
That
football field is real big.
And the tickets to a Super Bowl versus whatever, and the Metallica concerts aren't televised.
Right. But pay respect to the legends, Metallica for life, Scoop for now, and that's Metallica Scoop.
I like your enthusiasm for Metallica.
I do too.
Scoop.
I also really like Metallica.
Yeah. My kid's in a Metallica cover band. He loves Metallica.
Yeah.
My kids, I've been listening to a lot of Metallica in my car.
Oh, nice.
Because they DJ.
And they're just good.
They're great.
Yeah.
Turns out
Metallica's really good at what they do.
Their Black Album, revolutionary.
It's one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
Several of their albums are just really
good. Master of Puppets is no slouch either.
Master of Puppets is great. Load is great. Yeah, I mean, there's some good ones on there.
Yeah.
Let's do a little Jock versus Nerd.
Load albums when they were going up against the Guns N' Roses all the time on MTV.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'm on the hunt for balls. On the hunt for balls.
Explosion of Metallica stats.
We got a scoop mail today, or a scooperty today from Cinema Scoop. I believe so.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. The categories are Des Moines, Iowa, International Airport. Paul, you're up first. What do you want?
So Des Moines, do you remember the International Airport thing?
No.
So Vinny and I were flying home in between a Foolish tour,
yes.
And we were at Des Moines International, and I said, we made it through TSA, and I was like, there we go. We made it through the International Airport. We have to go all the way to gate A2. And the cop overheard me and goes, hey, we have a customs area.
Yeah.
Just pointed over to where customs was.
Leave us alone.
Yeah. Leave us alone.
we're official.
Yeah.
We're real.
If you come in from, like, Ottawa, we can handle it.
Please don't. I don't want to leave my chair.
Paul, what you want, baby?
I'll try airport for 600.
All right. While attending the 1907 Iowa State Fair, this future female aviator saw her first airplane. She was not impressed. She described it as a thing of rusty wire and wood and not at all interesting, and asked her father to take her to the merry-go-round.
Well, that would have to be Amelia Earhart.
Let's see. I mean, there are no other female aviators besides Amelia Earhart.
Not in the 1907s.
It's Amelia Earhart.
Yeah. Not back then.
Yeah. I was just hoping it was going to be like, you know, Flo Smith.
By the way,
Flo Smith. Famous female aviator, Flo
just
Smith.
Just someone that we've never heard of.
Buried in the scooperty here. But shout out to CityCast Las Vegas.
Yes.
They aired our episode on their feed, which is very nice of them. So.
Oh, and that's great.
If there's any new listeners from, exactly. If there's any new listeners from that. And you made it all the way to here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yes, thank
also,
you for
gonna,
tuning in.
Also, we're going to be guesting on some CityCast episodes coming up soon.
Yes.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. Look out for us on CityCast Las Vegas. Matt, you're up.
Yes, thank you, David.
I will take Des Moines for 200, please.
This is the capital of Iowa.
Des Moines.
Des Moines is correct. That's me. I'll try.
Des Moines, you know.
I'll try international for 200. These King Arthur taunters were the first Europeans in Iowa. Am I missing something? King Arthur taunters.
You worked for this musical when they waved their flappy bottoms at their general direction and told them their mother.
Is the answer the French?
I believe
yeah, I think
that
so.
Is.
Just got the French?
Be. Yeah.
All right. The French. It's the French.
Gotta be. We're taunt you again in a similar fashion.
Taunt you again for a second time.
You smelly wipers of other people's bottoms.
Paul, you're up.
I'll try airport for 800.
All right. What non-warm month in 1959 did Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the big bopper J.P. Richardson die in a plane crash near Clear Lake, Iowa?
Ooh. I don't know.
I'm trying to go through all the lyrics in my head right now. Like, is the month in there? I don't know.
I believe it was either Christmas or New Year's.
Non-warm month.
Yeah,
so yes, Christmas
but it was
or New Year's would
Christmas or New Year's when they did
the
it.
Months?
But I can't remember if it was Christmas or New Year's. And if it was New Year's, that's tricky because was it the night of, was it still December or was it January?
Yeah.
When they did it. I'll have to pass because I just don't know.
Matt.
And February made me shiver.
Yep.
February
is correct.
Nicely done.
I'd gotten to it in my head, too. Matt, you're up.
I will take airports for 400, please.
Let's see. Daily Double.
Oh, man, all the points I just got are going away.
Now it's 4,000. These brothers lived in Cedar Rapids, Iowa for approximately 3 years of their lives, during which time their father gave them the toy that prompted their early experimentation with flight.
The Doobie Brothers, Jacob.
The Doobie Brothers. The toy
it
was a
from
butt plug.
Back in the long ago.
The toy was a joint roller. The Wright Brothers.
They got to be the Wright Brothers. Yeah, absolutely. That's me. I'll try. I'll go international for 400. This paranoid international rock star bit the head off a live bat at a concert in Des Moines in 1982. That would be the Prince of Darkness himself, Tom Jones.
Well, I didn't know it was a live bat when they handed it to me. I didn't know what it was.
It's and Ozzy.
It's not unusual to bite the head of
no,
a bat.
No, I thought it was fake, you know. That's the whole thing. There you go. There's the story. That's actually the truth.
He believed the bat was made of rubber before he bit into it because they would throw rubber bats up onto the stage.
Yep. Well,
the part that we know is definitely true is they would throw rubber bats up onto the stage, and he would occasionally grab them and, like, bite them and do all that shit.
Now,
and then somebody apparently threw a real bat up on stage. I would argue that if you picked up a real bat versus a rubber bat,
you would immediately know it was
different.
Yep.
I'm also betting he wasn't totally sober.
I'm betting you're right on that one, too.
does anyone poor Ozzy's going for being through some the health dick shit. That brought a real bat to the real dead bat to the show?
I don't believe was it was it a dead bat.
It wasn't dead. It was alive.
I think it was a living bat,
which makes it even more.
The story that I've always been told is somebody had a living bat, threw it up on the stage. Ozzy grabbed it and bit its head off.
Yeah.
Before realizing that it was an animal.
Even more unbelievable.
There have to be multiple people who claim to be the person who brought the live bat.
If you were at that concert, I bet you claimed that you brought the live bat. Right.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
So there are, you know, however many hundreds or thousands of people that all claim to have brought that bat.
Right.
Yeah. Paul, you're up.
I'll try Iowa for 200.
Let's see. After watching this baseball movie filmed in Dyersville, Iowa, you probably wanted to go home and play catch with your dad.
Gotta be Field of Dreams.
Has to be with the corn, right? Field of Dreams. Dyersville is also the home of Ertl Toys.
Oh, cool.
Do you know what that is, Paul?
Yeah, Ertl. They make, like, farm toys.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Matt, you're up.
I will try international for 600.
Daily double.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa, both the daily doubles. Look at you.
God damn it.
The largest bike touring event in the world, RAGBRAI, is held in Iowa every year. Like, we have to tell Matt that.
Sure.
He talks about it all the time. Bicyclists ride the width of the state from border to border in a week's time. This famous bicyclist said, it's like Woodstock on bikes.
Lance Armstrong?
I mean, that's the one that
What's
I can think
event?
Of.
No, I think he's asking who said it, right?
They are looking for
because the RAGBRIA, whatever is the event. Okay. So let's see Lance Armstrong. It is Lance Armstrong.
Look
Thank
at you.
God, if that fucked me, I would have been so pissed.
There was not another cyclist that any of us could name.
No.
In 2023, that event had about 50,000 riders.
By the way, I won't even try to do it justice. Just if you've never seen the Bill Burr Lance Armstrong pit, just go find it.
There you go.
That sounds
That's
fun.
Me. I'll try international for 800. Located in Des Moines, this food prize is an international award recognizing the achievements of individuals who have advanced human development by improving the quality, quantity, or availability of food in the quote-unquote world. So I just have to name the food prize?
Is it the World Food Prize?
I mean, sure. Yeah, World Food Prize. I'll guess it. Yeah, because I've got 600, Paul has 800, and Matt has 4,000.
Yeah.
So I'll guess World Food Prize. It's the World Food Prize.
There you go.
people are presented with a diploma, a commemorative sculpture, and a monetary award of $250,000. That ain't nothing.
No.
That ain't nothing.
That'll put some meat on the table.
If somebody gave me a prize of $250,000, I would say that they could even keep the diploma if they wanted to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Paul, you're up.
I'll try Iowa for 800.
Let's
go.
See.
Let's put some skin in this game.
Jules would not be very happy here since there are 23.4 million of these in Iowa. Vincent, on the other hand, would be happy.
Burger King.
Okay. Wait.
No.
No.
What?
There can't be that many Burger King.
There are 23.4 million Burger Kings in Iowa? Jesus. These people are hungry. And they hate cheese sticks.
No. What did Vincent Vega love? I don't know.
Oh, Vincent and Jules from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Yes.
You caught on to that a lot faster than I did.
Ah, clearly.
That's why I went Burger
King. Since I didn't catch on to it at all.
That's why I went with Burger King, but it's not Burger King.
Jules is Sam Jackson?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Vincent Vega is Travolta.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Jules would not be happy here.
There are 23.4 million bad motherfuckers in Iowa.
Yeah,
I want to be like white people? I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't remember what he was so
it might just be white people.
Opposed about. Yeah, I'll pass.
Of course, 23.4 million. I feel like that's more people than live in the state of Iowa.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know.
It passes to Matt.
I pass.
It passes to me. I mean, ears of corn. Trying to think what there could be a lot of in Iowa.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Corn.
I don't remember them talking about corn on Pulp Fiction at all.
They talked about hamburgers.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise drowning in that shit.
23.4 million hamburgers seems, I don't know, hard to count.
Mm-hmm. Royale with cheese. Different kind of cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but Jules doesn't like it, so what wouldn't he like?
Yeah.
Oh, something what? Say what again? Oh, bitches? I don't know.
Large caliber handguns?
Does he look like a bitch?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does
Let's see.
He look like a bitch?
Pigs.
Oh, yes.
Pigs.
Oh. Makes sense.
For every man, woman, and child in Iowa, there are nearly 8 pigs. Wow.
Dog got personality. Personality go a long way.
That's true. Matt, you're up. I was just thinking the other day, I want to watch that movie again. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Let's do Airport
I've
for 200.
Seen it so many All times. Right. I love it.
This 1982 parody sequel of the Airport movies had a passenger that was supposed to fly to Des Moines for an operation, something to do with sexual impotence. Or impotence.
I don't know. Pass.
I mean, is it just Airplane 2?
Was it 2 or was it? Yeah, I guess
well,
so.
It says sequel.
Yeah, yeah, it's Airplane 2.
But Airplane 2 was this was the spaceship
space shuttle one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Parody sequel.
It's called Airplane 2, the sequel, right? Yeah.
I think so. Sure, I'll guess Airplane 2, the sequel.
Gotta be.
Yeah, Airplane 2, the sequel.
Okay.
All right. It says Airport Movies, and I was trying to like...
Yeah.
I was being too creative.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my turn. I will try Iowa for... No, fuck it. I'm going to Des Moines for 800.
Yeah. What?
Three major league sports teams have minor league teams located in this city. For reference, they are the Iowa Cubs, the Iowa Wolves, and the Iowa Wild. There's not a question in that question.
Yeah. So
that is. What's the city?
Sports.
I mean, is it just Des Moines?
But that's probably. The category is Des Moines, isn't it?
The category is Des Moines.
There you go.
Okay, Des Moines. It's Des Moines.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah. I thought it was saying this city, referring to the category being Des Moines.
I thought you had to name the sports.
Name the city.
I was
trying. Yeah, that's
trying,
a good one, too. What are the sports? The Cubs would be a baseball team.
Right.
The Wolves, they a hockey team?
Well, I don't know. They might all three be baseball teams. I don't know.
And the Wild? I don't know.
No, that could be a hockey team. There's a hockey team called the Wild.
Yeah.
Paul, you're up.
I'll do
Des Moines and Iowa.
Iowa for 6.
This Iowa city and home of the University of Iowa was the original state capital until 1857.
Until the great Des Moines riot.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh. Iowa City?
You going to Iowa City?
Yeah.
It's Iowa City.
Yeah!
Wow. Well done. Matt?
I'll take Iowa for 400, please.
Iowa is called the blank state. It's also the code name of one of the Avengers.
Buttfuckers.
State. Oh, my. That Avenger. Oh, we don't talk about that Avenger. Woo, woo.
It's the one with the hammer, right?
Oh, yeah, he's the one with the hammer, all right. Whoa, he'd give you some compound interest in that.
Is that one of the names?
Back street
one of the code
zone.
Names of the Avengers, right?
Yeah.
Because Cornhuskers is Nebraska.
Yep.
Well, you got Iron Man.
Yeah, but that was I think.
Is it the Iron Man State?
They gave each other code names in different movies.
Oh.
Or does it just count with their? Oh, I guess you're right. Sam Jackson, Nick Fury has code names for.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna pass on this one. My MCU game is rusty.
Yeah, I'm passing as well. Paul, do you know this one? Paul?
It's the Cornhusker State, right? No, that's Nebraska.
That's still Nebraska.
Oh. Iowa is called the... Iron. I'll try Iron.
The Iron State. All right.
Iron Man.
That's the Hawkeye State.
Of course, Hawkeye.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Now that I hear it said out loud, it makes a whole lot of sense.
I was like, wait, I almost thought for a second bluegrass, because isn't there one of the colleges that plays on blue, like a blue field?
Oh, no, it's Boise, Idaho.
Idaho.
Yeah,
oh, that's Kentucky. Kentucky is bluegrass.
And, yeah, Kentucky's the bluegrass state, and then Boise State University plays on blue grass. They play on the Smurf turf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's me. I'll do Des Moines for 600.
We were crushing Iowa stuff early, and now we are just drawing blanks.
The musical State Fair by Rodgers and Hammerstein was based on the Iowa State Fair. The State Fairgrounds is located in what Iowa city? All right. Our State Fair is the best State Fair. It's the best State Fair in the state.
Is the answer there?
I don't think it is. I don't think it's in the lyric.
Is Ames in that?
Ames is an Iowa city.
That's a good guess.
Boy, the state fairgrounds, though, oftentimes they're in the capital of a state.
Tupelo.
They're in Tupelo, Mississippi. I mean, Ames, Iowa City was already an answer to a question.
That's
Des Moines
right.
has its own category. Oh, wait, this is the Des Moines category.
Yeah.
Des Moines! I'm going Des Moines. It is Des Moines. The attendance
record
was set in 2019 at 1.1 million, and I have yet to see Michael Godot.
You are demonstrating your intelligence here.
Yeah. And Paul closing out the category and the game, Des Moines for 400.
I'm gonna guess Des Moines.
At the confluence of two rivers. One is named the Raccoon. What is the name of the other one?
I'm going to guess the Des Moines River.
It seems like a good guess to me. It's the Des Moines River.
Yeah.
All right.
And that is the game. Matt wins, but a little more of a narrow margin than it looked like it was going to be. 4,000 points. I've got 3,000 points. And Paul has 1,400 points. That's from Cinema Scoop. Thank you, Cinema Scoop.
Still a
Cinema
Scoop. That was a great
Davenport
one, Cinema
Scoop. Cedar Rapids to eat shit.
Boom.
That was really good, Cinema Scoop. Thank you so much.
Hey, scoops.com. That's where to go. Send us a scoop mail. Send us a scooperty. Send us a price of Sprite, Jock versus Nerd. And send us an obelisk. Jeez. Send us an obelisk, Jock versus Nerd.
He gets so emotional when he talks about getting new listeners. He really likes that.
But yeah, heyscoops.com. Go over there.
Audio scoop mails as well are there.
Yep.
And I want to thank Penn Jillette for creating this podcast. I want to thank all the people who listen to our show. Thank you for making time each and every week for us. If you want to help us out, try to find us a new listener. See if you can turn someone onto our podcast.
Yeah.
And have them join our Scoop community. We have the best community in the world.
We do.
And in fact, we're doing a big meetup on May 9th, 10th, and 11th here in Las Vegas at the Orleans Casino within walking distance of McMullen's Pub.
Yep.
You want to come on out. No matter who you are, no matter what age you are, no matter whatever your deal is, come out to see the most open-hearted, welcoming, warm group of amazing people by coming out to Scoop Fest May 9th, 10th, 11th. Go to scoopfest.com or go to jesus.com and click on the Scoop Fest link and buy your tickets now. If you want to save a little bit on that ticket and you aren't a Patreon member, join Patreon to get a fantastic discount code that'll help you save some dough on the ticket itself, as well as give you access to all kinds of other rewards. We just recorded two more behind-the-scenes episodes of Foolus episodes where I break down
nice.
All the performances, including those by Penn and Teller. I work with Penn and Teller much more closely on these last seasons, so you get mm-hmm. much more good intel on their latest tricks. And those go broadcast exclusively on our Patreon-only feed, where you also get ad-free episodes of this podcast.
You sure do.
So if that mm-hmm. sounds interesting to you and you have some extra jingle in your pocket, head on over to preachingfun.com.
And if you caught on faster than we did that the answers in the Des Moines category were Des Moines, head over to fartsinabag.biz.
Figure that right out.
That's fartsinabag.biz. That, along with preachingfun.com, it does take you over to our Patreon page, where for as little as $2 a month, you can help keep this show on the air. Full stop, end of sentence. Keep us on the air.
And we're going to thank some of those people right now. I want to thank the following people who all are chipping in to make sure that Paul's new hip can shoot lasers.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jason Freshwater, Jason Horcasitas, Jason Specklin, Jason Street, Jason Vasquez, Jason Victor, Jay Shapiro, Jed Taxon, Jeff Faust, Jeff Libby, Jeff Harris, Jeff Loomis, Jenny Ebarb, Jeremy Hudson, Jesse Rain, Jill Short, Jim, and Jim Hunter.
The following people have designed snow boots specifically for running: Joshua Roberts, Joshua Tarr, J-Rock, Juan Galvez, Judy Schneider, Justin Robert Young, Kay Mathis, Keister Sunday, Keith Woodson, Keith Robert Corning Scoop, Kelsey Kundari, Ken Fargie, Kenneth Soto, Kevin Chamberlain, and Kevin Dory.
The following people don't offer snow boots.
Mm.
Jimmy Sonina, Joanna Cheek, John Carter, John Glore, John Holshin, John Jacob Skupelheimer Schmidt. His name is my name, too. John Venice, Johnny Parker, Jonathan, John Boy, Jordan Campbell, Joseph Foster, and Joseph Pelriro.
The following people are covered in glitter, but they swear it's from a Christmas tree, not a night at the Peppermint Rhino. That would be
perfect.
Kevin Earls, Kimchi Douche Scoop, King Scoop, Kiss Me Where It Smells Funny, Kiwi Fruit Scoop, Colin Tony, or Colin Tony, Kristen Kaldick, KT Apple Scoop, Kurt Egner, Kurt Hendrickson, Kevin Davis, Kyla Lansbury, L.A.J., Lad Culbertson, Lance Amond, and Larry Goodale.
And the following scoops know exactly how much Mott's can be deep-fried and make it still good. That's Latter-day Scoop, Lori Elsroth, Lee Forrest, Leon Cox, Leon Kassab, Lil Red, Linda Brandmeier, Lindsay Bechera, Luke Mellon, Macho Scoop, Randy Sprinkles, Maggie Cole, Mama Ninja Scoop, Maple Raisin Scoop, Marble Tulip Scoopy Tree, Mark Sadowski, Marhello at Hickory, Mark Cohen, Mark Gates, Mark Lesh, Mark Miller, Mark Wilson, Mary Norbury Glazer, Matt Gee, Matcha Ice Cream Sundae, Matt Scoopo Fail, Matt I Want to Scoop Baby Daughtery, Matt Glowacki, Matt McKenzie, Max the Ginger Scoop, McTits, and Malia. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much. Hey, if you want to be thanked on air like that, that's one of the many things that happens when you go over to our Patreon. Check it out if you can. It keeps our show going.
It does.
As we approach our 10-year anniversary, which is crazy.
Knock it on that door.
We are right there, y'all.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care of yourselves. We love you. And we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Welcome again to any new listeners coming over from anywhere, wherever you found us. We're glad you found us.
Yeah.
And don't forget, like Matt said, we do have a plan to increase our listenership. The Obelisk Scheme. Find one person who you think would actually like this show. Tell them. Don't go crazy. It's not a pyramid scheme. Just tell one person about us. That'll help.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
See ya. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.